This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Did you watch old crazy Joey Demento the other day? There's a press conference during my show. Probably you weren't listening to my show because you went to see old Joey Demento. It's okay. He held his first press conference. What do you think about it? Let me put it this way. The only thing people waited to watch for Biden was this press conference, but they didn't do it for the normal reasons. Why would you watch something like this? Because you want to be informed. You believe it's going to be something new. So there's none of it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about our work. Everything is centralized there. All the things that we want to do to help you, the things that you can help us with. You want to volunteer. You want to whistleblow. We got it all. It's all there in that one single spot. Hopefully you'll go check it out. Yeah, people wanted to watch Biden because they wanted to. The Democrats held their breath throughout the entirety of it. They pumped him full of whatever, the endorphins he needed. They got his earpieces working, made sure everything was good to go. Teleprompters, everything. People at the ready. Conservative watched for the obvious signs of dementia, and they were there. He thinks slow. He's muddled. Well, we've got to invest. I mean, it's going to take investment. And, you know, when you invest, well, investing is a good thing. You know, you can just say science and investment. He stuck to the narrative, to the talking point. Science, investment, infrastructure. Everything that the guy says is nothing more than the Democrats and it's not just Democrats, really. It's rhinos as well, but pick in your pocket. The government pick in your pocket. Platitudes, they give you nice words. So, you know, I'm going to go meet Friday. I got such and such. This is going on. And then we'll get to the thing. We're going to put the money into science. China's ahead of us in science. China's ahead of us in investments. China's ahead of us in infrastructure. China, China, China. Oh, did I mention that my son made a lot of money off the Chinese? Did I mention that Chairman Xi said it's okay for me to talk about China because we all know that I'm in their hip pocket? Yeah, they can pull me out whenever they need. We're like the wallet for them. I'd like somebody to go do a scan on Joe Biden and make sure. How many earpieces does he have? You know, what's the level of prep that it takes to get this guy there, you know, to quite frankly say nothing? His whole mantra, and I talked about it a little bit, I alluded to it earlier in the first hour, but his whole mantra is to blame Trump. Let's blame Trump. I'm going to put my vice president in charge of the border, you know, the one that cackled at it.
Well, I'm not there today. I can't do it today, but I'm gonna go down there one of these days. After I get to eat me some fried chicken, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go, girl.
Sister girl. Kamala Harris. See, I can get away with that. I can call Kamala Harris for what she is. She's a fraud. She gets around black folks. She gets all suddenly, she gets black. I'm all black up in here. She gets around her Indian people, and she's suddenly very Indian. I'm good. It's just everything good. They're just a joke. They're frauds. Biden does a press conference. He's away from everybody. And what's he do? He's got his fear going. He's got that mask on. Mask up, America. Bragged about how many shots we're going to have. We're going to have 200 million people shot by whatever. That's my new goal. Let me tell you what their goal is. Their goal is to force everybody to get this shot. That's their goal. They want to make it to where you can't live in this community unless you get a shot for a disease that has no chance of probably killing. Well, not probably. It's not going to kill 99.99999% of the people. But they still want you to get that shot, man. I am embarrassed that Joe Biden represents this country. I'm embarrassed by everything it represents. See, America was a place where you knew elections were fair. We thought they were. Many of us thought they were for decades. Even when Kennedy cheated. When Kennedy cheated, we still felt like that's a one-off. The mafia helped him, whatever. But it doesn't happen all the time. You know, even if there is some cheating, we the good guys usually win. That's what we thought. And then the world watch us become a third world banana republic. And worse than that, they put a guy in that no country would take. No country. They have no respect for this man. I'm talking about whether he was vice president, he had no respect. And now he's playing president, they have zero respect for him. You watch how this plays out. Zero respect. A lying scoundrel, a plagiarizer, a womanizer, a guy that's gotten nothing accomplished, a racist, a say whatever you need me to say, just give me the money. That's the kind of guy he is. The guy that will lie and smile on your face, a sexual predator. Things that should shut down careers. And Democrats proudly put this dude in office. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Wow. At least Donald Trump is somebody I can look at and go, shoot, man, Donald Trump is living the life. If you don't think it's street level, there are dudes going, I trade with Trump. Let me ask you this. Let's do an ad hoc poll. If you had to pick one or the other, whose life would you pick? Joe Biden's life with Jill? I'm sorry, Dr. Jill? Ooh, almost made a big mistake. Sorry. Dr. Jill? Or Donald Trump's life with Melania? And I ain't just talking about, you know, what happens in the sack. I'm talking about just whose life. Would you rather be Donald Trump or would you rather be Joe Biden? I know which line I'm in. I'm in that long line. Shoot. And you don't even have to talk to me about my reality TV show and my billions. You just have to say Melania. Okay? Okay? I'm saying this is what the average guy is thinking, right? Billionaire dude, trophy wife, the world on a string, and he decides to help the country. And we were proud to put him in there. But now we got Mr. Magoo, Captain Demento, Joey Fingers. That's who they picked. We'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? Pet Joy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy Pet Joy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call Pet Joy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have a question for the conservative women.
The millions
of conservative women who listen to my program. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. Would you, beautiful women, inside and out, trade places with any of the following? Pelosi? Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris. Is there a leftist woman that you covet her life? You'd say, man, she's so lucky. I'd really like to be her. Maybe she's married to, you know, George Clooney or something. And you go, ooh, you know, just for a night. See, I'm going to make a bet. I'm going to make a bet that 99.9% of the millions of women who listen to the Kevin Jackson Network would not take that change, would not trade their big old Bubba for Clooney's, you know, to be Clooney's girl for even a night. Think of this as, what is it, the indecent proposal. I'm giving you an indecent proposal, which is very indecent, because I'm asking you to be with a leftist man, which, by the way, oxymoronic, because there's no such thing as a leftist man. Okay, how about this, a leftist girly man for one night. Give up Bubba and go be with this dude. I don't know if any leftist is like, man, I tell you what, to be Michelle Obama for one night, what? So Barack Obama could read to you? Oh, man. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Here's another question for you, beautiful ladies on the right. If you knew you could rise through the ranks fast, would you follow the path of any of the aforementioned women? Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Kamala Harris. You could, if you just said, you know what? If I do what they did, I could shoot up the ladder. Would you do it? I'm going to touch on this more later. That's the reason why I posed the question. Because I feel like we need to discuss what some people are willing to do to get ahead. I'm not willing to do certain things. I don't really care. I could be filthy rich. I'm not even exaggerating. I look back on my life sometimes and I go, man, do you care? You could have had a private jet. You could have people waiting on you. And I won't lie. There are days where I go, man, that would be cool. That would be so cool. But then, you know, but I don't want it per se. I'm happy. I don't like doing dishes and shaving my own head and changing my own underwear and bathing my... I want bathers. I want, like, Coming to America. I want bathers. But I'm probably not going to get them. So I've resigned myself to that. But here's what I do know in my heart of hearts. I could have had them. I could have. I'm that smart. I'm just not that dumb to go get it by sacrificing who I am. Because I would have all that and be miserable. I would lose all of you. Don't make me cry, but I would lose all of you. I could not take that. I'm not joking. I don't want to lose you people. I adore you people. Anyway, Biden and the Democrats begged, borrowed, and stole to get immigrants to come to this country as illegals. They wanted them. So he gets this obvious surge. In this case, 28% of more illegals at the border. It's actually more than that. That's what they're reporting. It's many more than that. So he gets all these kids, undocumented kids, whatever they call them. One little boy, I heard a mom say, I heard a reporter say, he's a kid. He came over by himself. His parents sent him by himself. I want you to ask yourself, what would it take for you to send your 8-year-old, your 10-year-old, your 12-year-old, even your 16-year-old boy out by themselves to go across thousands of miles to go to another country? What would it take? So, and Biden's like, well, they face all these bad things in there. Well, let me ask you this. What would happen if black kids got in there, walked out of Chicago and went and sat on the border of, say, Minnesota and said, hey, we need you to take us in. What would you do? It's too dangerous in our neighborhoods. They're running from crime. Let me tell you, I don't know how bad things are in Central America and Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador, but it ain't got nothing on the south side of Chicago. It's got nothing on areas of Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, whatever. It's got nothing on them. We have the same problems right here at home. Democrats could end any surge by making illegals go through our legal system. But they love the chaos. They love what it creates. Almost all migrants began their trip the moment the coup was in place and it was official. They all said, pack your bags. We going to Daddy Joe Demento. President Trump forced them to wait in Mexico versus waiting in the United States, and he compensated Mexico for their support by saying, well, you put them over there because theoretically you allowing them into our borders, you're in violation of some sort of a treaty. So you keep them there till we process and get them sent back home. They didn't want to make that trek because they were like, we're in limbo. The ones who waited, you know what they were waiting for? They were waiting for the coup. So Biden comes into office and he says to Trump, mine's bigger than yours, as he attempts to upend Trump's policies. Where'd this get him? It got him nowhere. Got him embarrassed. That's what it got him. He's forced to pass the buck now to another incompetent, we know who that is, right? The incompetent is Kamala Harris. And here's the bad part. Biden wanted to be seen as the good guy. All these people, you go to America, Joe Biden, he'll take care of you. He'll take care of you, I promise. You go to America. All you got to do is get to America. And Joe Biden's no longer the good guy, is he? He grossly underestimated what was going to happen when he changed Trump's policies. And he did it. He did it willy-nilly. He didn't care. He didn't give any seconds of thought of how do we manage this. And so now he wants to blame Trump. Oh, well, the reason why this didn't happen is because Trump was not, he didn't build more detention centers. This is the guy now that's given $86 million to house illegals, but guess where the National Guard slept? Who built that fence and protected Pelosi and them from nothing? You want to know where they slept? They slept in a parking structure. The men and women who signed up to protect this nation got less than the illegals that are coming into this country. $86 million. And that's a tip of the iceberg as to what they're going to get, how much money we spent on them. Do you think that they care? Do you think that Biden's worried about the optics of this? Not when he's got a media that won't care. I saw that press conference, and I'm telling you, don't be fooled by Biden in anything that he says. It's all opposite talk. We got more to talk about. Keep it here, people.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A group of Democratic congressmen and a group of Republican senators are getting a first-hand look at the surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. Former President Trump weighing in on the border crisis, telling Fox News,
"And what you're seeing now is inhumane. That's why they won't allow the press to come in. It's a horrible situation. And everyone that's seen it, nobody's seen worse. Nobody's seen anything like it. It is what they're doing now is outrageous. and they should finish the wall.
King Supers is stepping up to help those impacted by this week's mass shooting at one of the company's locations in Boulder, Colorado. The company donating $1 million to the Colorado Healing Fund. King Supers spokesman Kelly McGannon also saying that when you go to the grocery store, you will be able to donate at any of the grocer's check stands. That money will go to the Healing Fund. You're listening to USA Radio News. At least 7 people are dead and hundreds of homes damaged by tornadoes in the southeastern United States. Pelham, Alabama resident James Dunaway regrets not taking this threat seriously.
I ignored the warning. I shouldn't have. I'm lucky to be here.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. Other deaths from tornadoes were in Mississippi and Georgia. Christian dessert maker Jack Phillips was back in court this week to fight a civil lawsuit over his refusal to create a cake celebrating a gender transition. A cake described by his legal team as a setup aimed at catching Colorado's best-known cake maker. The 3-day trial wrapped up in Denver and could bring the baker back to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Phillips has long argued that he serves all customers but won't make products that convey messages with which he disagrees, including Halloween and anti-LGBTQ cakes. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I marvel at people a lot. And it's funny because I have a producer, Dave, an amazing guy. And we talk on so many levels. Dave's a deep, deep dude, rich in history in terms of his conversation, his knowledge. And Dave has a personality that he's not a go-getter. And he knows it. We talked about it. He says to me often, he says, "Kevin, if I had your drive and personality, I would be a mega mogul." And he's right. He's so talented. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Dave produces stuff so easily. And it's so cold. He's so good at what he does. It just floors me. I just marvel at his talent. But boy, getting Dave to do stuff sometimes, it can be very difficult.
I've got this and that. I'll throw
an opportunity his way with a radio station or something. I'll
try to get around to it or whatever.
And it doesn't pan out. And I think to myself, man, it's so easy for him to take advantage of this thing because his talent is right at his fingertips. He doesn't have to dig for it. And he said to me, it's just not in me. And I was thinking about it in terms of my brand. I'll give you an example. So I have an opportunity to host a TV show. And, the guys called me up, "Kevin, you're uniquely positioned to do this, that, and the other," and blah, blah, blah. And, and of course they extolled all the virtues on me that I probably deserve. They were the ones saying it. I don't disagree. And it wasn't an egomaniac thing. It was they were telling me what I know about myself. And they said, "You should do this show, and we'll do this, and I went, "Yeah, well, I'm not interested." And they're like, "Well, what do you mean?" I go, I'm just not. It isn't something that's driving me. But I'll make recommendations for others. Now, this show has the potential, what they're talking about, to make a star, to make somebody into a big star. And you're probably out there wondering, "Kevin, why didn't you do it? Come on, man, this is why we're out listening to you." Because God didn't whisper to me to do it. I know that sounds trite, but he didn't. He didn't say, "Kevin, this is the vehicle that I'm giving for you," whatever. I did not get that feeling. I did not have that passion for it. I had that passion to back somebody else. I watched some of these people that have become big names in politics, gotten around, above me, so to speak. I don't measure that way, so it's tough for me to think that. I don't think of Charlie Kirk as being above me. I knew Charlie when he first got started. I liked his drive and ambition. A little too much for me. Candace Owens is the flavor of the day now. Everybody talks about Candace. She's got a new show out, whatever. Go enjoy it. If you like Candace, you should go watch that show. You should. But I don't look at it as she's above me or whatever. She might draw more people than I will. I know my strengths. I know this. If you listen to me, you're going to learn something. And you're going to learn it at a level that you didn't even know you needed to learn it at. I'm going to blow your mind. I have sat with some of the most intelligent people, people that have more than one PhD after their name, people that are members of Mensa. I could name, man, it is a who's who. And I rarely leave a conversation like that without one of them going, dude, you are off the chain awesome. So with all that, why is it you're chasing something? Well, I touched on it the other day. I said there are traits of mass murderers. I'm so happy that I don't have that. That I don't. I have a win at all costs attitude within the rules. In other words, I want to win. But if you're better than I am and you beat me, congratulations. It makes me work harder. I don't have delusions of grandeur. I don't believe that. In fact, I'll tell you my quick lesson. The quick lesson I can tell you is when I was watching TV before I ever got on Fox, I used to say, oh man, I could do better than that. I could do better than that. I could do better than that. And then I would watch a few people that were like, whoa, I couldn't have done better than that. And then I would go, oh man, I'm so glad I didn't get the gig because I'm not like that person. And every time I would look at Fox again, and this is before I got on, and I would be like, man, I'm better now, I'm better now, I'm better now. And I'd be comparing myself to the people that were just mediocre. But then somebody would come along who knew what they were doing, and I would go, whoa, now that's an interview. And this happened maybe three times. And keep in mind, I was like having conversations with God, like, why can't I get that opportunity? And God would answer me back, because you ain't ready, dude. You're not ready. And I would be like, man, I'm ready. And then I'd get that humbling thing. And when I finally got on Fox, it was almost like I could hear God saying, see, now you're ready. And I knocked it out of the park every time after that. So well, here's what I'm telling you. I don't know why I don't pursue things the way certain people do. Dave didn't want to do it because maybe God didn't tell him he was ready. I'm thinking he's ready. Maybe he didn't believe it. I know I'm ready for a lot, but here's what I don't know. I don't know what I don't know. So when God says to me, hey man, now you're ready. Let's go make this thing big. We will. Now, we're getting the whispers. God's saying, I'm throwing you some life rafts, and we're jumping on them from time to time. Because we're getting whispers. Brought Angie on, who's helping me tremendously to get things put together. So we're doing a lot of stuff. We're piecing it together. But it really is going to depend on you. And let me tell you why that's important. It's important because if I start doing this for me, it loses it gets a bad taste. I was talking to one of my buddies. He was like, well, you know, Kevin, you know, I've been avoiding trying to make money in this thing and all that. And I go, why are you doing it? That's insane. Why would you run a business? You're in the business of changing the hearts and minds of people to think the way we do. Or to wake up and think for themselves, so to speak, and you don't want it to be funded? That's insane. You can't last. All of this to tell you guys, I'm going to talk about the traits of mass murderers. One of them is grandiosity with expectation of superior treatment from other people. I defy you people to contact me. Bob contacts me. He knows who I'm talking about. Albert contacts me. I have at least 10 people that I've called back and are like, is this really Kevin Jackson? It's really Kevin Jackson. See, I don't have any grandiosity. I'm an ordinary person. So happy that you are willing to spend time with me. I can't always do it. Bob got after me. Kevin, I'm sorry I blew up your phone, but I was like wondering, why isn't he calling me back? I go, because Bob, I got a life. But I will call you. He sent me some Sinatra tapes, a Sinatra thing that he wants me to watch, and we've been going back and forth. Albert sends me stamps all the time, after sending me a boatload of money, by the way. But he sends me stamps all the time. I talk to these folks. We're ordinary people. There is no grandiosity with expectations of superior treatment. Anyway, it is pretty grandiose for someone to believe that they can take other people's lives. Yeah, one incident, we lost 10 people because somebody had grandiose thinking. Let me tell you, if you think that Al-Isa, or whatever his name is, the guy that killed the Muslim terrorist who killed these people in Boulder, Colorado, if you think he's bad, he's got nothing on the Democratic Party. Nothing. These are people that will kill you for no reason. They will kill en masse. Look at Killer Cuomo. Look at what he did. And he's not the only one. They suspect the New Jersey governor did it, the Michigan governor did it, and others. Who knows? It might even have been a cabal, a bunch of people getting together to say, let's do this. You know, this is a way to get these people off the books. There's already people talking about this disease as to kill an old and the old and the feeble. Anyway, that was number one. I'm not, these are in no particular order, but grandiosity with expectations of superior treatment from other people. See, that's, I'm going to tell you right now, as I put you in the mind of what a mass murderer is, I'm telling you, you will not find it too far afield from the Democrats you hear about every single day. Here's the next one. Fixated on fantasies of power, success, intelligence, attractiveness. On the last one, what's Pelosi fixated on? Attractiveness. Who do the Democrats and the elites that run this country think they are? They think they're the intelligentsia. Why? Because they believe they are more successful than you, which is why they have fantasies of power, that they actually are doing something. They're bigger than you. Yep. So a mass murderer, he sees his power. He says, look at me. I pull this trigger. People drop. People fall down on, you know, whether I'm shooting them or not. I can get rid of them. That's what they do. Think about the Democrats as you think about these traits of mass murderers. You will not be far off at all. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Do thine self be true,
said some sage man or sage woman or sage person. Do thine self be true. Know who you are. Accept it. It's okay. I talked about this with Women Equality. Yeah. What's her name? Megan Rapinoe. Oh, we don't make as much money and we play women's soccer. You play what? Women's soccer. You play what? Women's soccer. What is that? Oh, that's a sport. Oh, sorry. See, Megan Rapinoe, she has grandiosity with expectations of superior treatment. She wants to be treated just like the men. Hillary Clinton, fixated on her fantasy of power, her intelligence. Nancy Pelosi, fixated on her attractiveness and her power that she wields as Speaker of the House. If you were to demote Nancy Pelosi in Congress, I'm not talking about take the gavel away because she lost Congress, but say, no, you're not going to be Speaker anymore. She would retire in an instant. If she can't be the leader of the Republican of the Democratic Party, well, the Republicans too, for that matter. If she can't be the leader, she'd disappear. She's not going to follow anybody. We're talking about traits of mass murderers, a.k.a. Democrats. Oh, I know there are people that are going to be mad at me. Kevin, come on, man. You're never going to replace, be able to sit in for Bongino or be part of the big crowd if you keep talking about things like this. Well, that's okay. I already know how to toe the line. In case you're wondering, Kevin, do you really, man, if you just scaled it back just a notch, man, you know, yeah, well, I'm okay. I'm okay. Whatever this show gets is what it gets. I don't care. If people listen to this show 1,000 years from now and it's still only two people, that's okay. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm not doing this show for posterity. I hope people will listen to it in posterity. That's why I'm going to give you the real scoop. When people look back and go, what was going on at that period of time? And who were the naysayers? And who were this or that? Or who were the pragmatists? Who were the people that were really sounding alarm bells? I will be one. I will be one of them. The next thing is self-perception of being unique, superior, associated with high-status people and institutions. It says, now the guy writes, not too difficult to put oneself in the mind of a disordered individual and consider this criteria. Would be consistent with thinking that you have the right to play God and take other people's lives. He's talking about it from the standpoint of people that commit mass murder. Let me ask you, what do you think is the self-perception of the average Democrat leader? Or even Rhino? They feel unique. They certainly feel superior. What do they do? They lie about their credentials. Oh, I'm Harvard. You know, Yale. Ivy League. And that's why they're so pretentious, because if they can be from those elite environments, how can you dare question them? Because you are not of the elites. Talking about the traits of people who are willing to take the lives of many, disregard other people, to throw you, the American public, to the wolves. Like what the Biden people did, the Biden family. They were willing to peddle his influence so Joe Biden's crackhead son could get a deal and make millions of dollars. He got a $2 million book deal. A crackhead. I don't know if you know how many crackheads get those kind of breaks. Yep. Here's the next one. You'll like this one. Needing continual admiration from others. This is the Hollywood. These are the Hollywood types. The minute they don't get that admiration, you know what happens to them? They want to narc on you. Oh, he molested me. He put his finger up my little bungie. Whatever. Then they're upset. You know, oh, well, Harvey Weinstein did this to me. They don't say a word while they're rising, while they're getting that continual admiration. That's their drug. That drug puts puts some salve on all the wounds. But then suddenly when they age out, or they can't get any roles because they get outed because they're conservative or something else. Well, conservatives don't get upset. They just move along. This guy writes, admiration is required when things are going well and sustainable, but when things turn sour, any kind of notoriety will suffice. That is the nature of the left. The next bullet point he talks about for the mind of a mass murderer is a sense of entitlement, special treatment, and to obedience from others. I give you Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is one of these guys that if you cross him, he will ruin you. He will wreck you, and he will tell you. He will want you to know it. He's the guy that wants to look you in your eyes as he stabs you in your stomach. He goes on to write, how entitled do you think someone must be to think that they have the right to take someone else's life in order to give them notoriety? Think about what the left does with the doxing and the cancel culture. They want to take your life from you. It's a sense of entitlement for them. And they want your obedience. You will succumb. You will do as we say, or we will make sure you never work again. You know how in Hollywood they say, I'll make sure you never work in this industry again. You know how many people heard that threat and had to heed that threat? How many of them? Think about the number of people that you know in Hollywood. You went, whatever happened to that actor or that actress? Was somebody with a sense of entitlement and special treatment that expected obedience from that other person? They finally just left. It's fun to analyze because I'm not making this. Look, you can say, Kevin, you're framing this around stuff. I could give you example after example, and if you can debate me on it, please do. 844-551-8255. If you gave me Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Adam Schiff, throw in Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama for shiggles, I could give you every trait and explain how it fits them. Joe Biden. Here's Joe Biden. He's willing to accept an unearned victory. Why? Because he's craved that power. He's craved the admiration. Why didn't this feckless clown leave politics after he was caught in multiple lies and multiple scandals? Why didn't he? Because he craves power. And as long as he's a senator or a VP or whatever, he's respected. He thinks he is. Admiration from others. Here's the next bullet point on this. Exploitive of others to achieve personal gain. So in other words, you're willing to exploit somebody to get ahead. There are many things I could tell you about politics that would blow your mind about people I know. And it might even get me in the media. It would get me in the leftist media if I were to tell stuff. But it would get me in the media, or it could theoretically advance me in some kind of way in a conservative movement. And here's what I will tell you, radio audience. You will never know it. You will never know what I know. I won't write a book about it. Not even upon my death. I won't record it and say, make sure you know that everybody knew this about so-and-so. If I'm going to tell you about somebody, it's something I would say to their face. I say it on the radio show. If they listen, great. If they don't, I don't really care. But here's the thing. To the mind of a serial killer is, or mass murderer is, I don't care who I have to step on or step over to get to where I want to get. I just named a bunch of people. Obama, Hillary Clinton, Pelosi, Schumer, Adam Schiff, Joe Biden. Do you think they care who they have to step on to get ahead? Of course not. Next bullet point, unwilling to empathize with the feelings, wishes, and needs of other people. This is where the Democrats try to fool you. They want you to believe they empathize. As Bill Clinton would famously say, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Yeah, I do. I really do. I feel it. And he wasn't feeling anything. He was feeling you up, but he wasn't feeling your pain. They act as if they give a crap when they don't. They don't empathize. They pretend to empathize. That's the game of it. We care about black people. We care about the Hispanics. We care about the LGBT community. We care about this or that. They care about none of it. Intensely envious of others. By the way, this is where you can tell the conservatives too. There are so many conservatives out there that are so envious of those out there doing something. As if somebody's taking it away from them. It's amazing to me to watch, seriously. They said the belief that others are equally envious of them. That's why I don't envy any of them. I wish them nothing but success. I don't agree all the time with them. Finally, here's this one. Pompous and arrogant demeanor. I ask people all the time, give any of these radio guys a call, the people that you admire, and see if they call you back. See if they write you back. That'll tell you a lot about what you need to know. I'm going to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.